Richard Branson says, if you want to stand out from the crowd, give people a reason not to forget you. This is episode 71, and I'm sharing tips for standing out from the competition. Here's the truth. To stand out in a crowd of competitors is no easy task, but it is not impossible. Just like everything else in business, it takes having a plan, commitment to doing the work, consistency, and so much more. In this episode, I share my 7 tips for creating a brand that stands out amongst your competitors, plus a bonus you don't want to miss. So if you're ready to achieve the next level of success in your business, then this episode is for you. Let's get started. Welcome to the Akeshia Kenshia podcast. This is a place where I help creative entrepreneurs struggling to take their business to the next level with tips and effective growth strategies so that they can see real results and make money doing what they love. I'm your host, Akeshia Kenshia, global wedding and event planner, event designer, international speaker, best-selling author, and business coach. I'm the founder of Kesh Events, a luxury planning and design firm known for curating events for discerning clients, and the founder of The Art of Celebrating magazine, a lifestyle magazine providing inspiration for your celebrations, home, and life. For over a decade, I've planned and designed celebrations all over the world, and I'm excited to bring you easy and actionable tips to help you build and scale a successful business of your own. Each week, I'll bring you moving conversations with thought leaders and innovators, as well as my insights and tips, so you can build a business you're proud of and live life more beautifully. I share everything I know from 10 plus years of building my own business and teach you what works and what to avoid. If you're looking for a podcast with real strategies that work, then you're in the right place. So grab some coffee or a cocktail and get cozy. New episodes are added weekly, so make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Also, it'll mean the world to me if you share this episode with 3 friends and tag me on Instagram at Kesh Events. Thanks again for listening. I know you're going to leave inspired. Now let's begin. Hey there, welcome to the show. All right, so I am so excited to get into this topic because it is so needed, right? The reality of running a business is that it is competitive and we don't talk about it enough. Knowing what kind of business you want to have is not enough. You have to stand out. You have to become one of the most sought after brands in the field in your niche. Well, how do you do that? So let's look at 7 ways to help your business stand out from the crowd and get noticed. Each one of these following factors has worked well for me, and I know that it will work for you too if you apply each step and continue to work on it. All right, so I'm going to jump right into tip 1. So the first step I would say is to get clear on who you serve. A lot of people start their businesses and don't do the homework of really figuring out who they want to cater to. I believe you can show up authentically when you have a clear picture of who your ideal client is. So if you own a creative business, you have to know that you cannot cater to everyone. You have to find your niche, right? So once you do that, then your brand message and everything you do should speak to your customers. So the very first step is to get clear on who you want to serve. Who does your ideal client look like? Or what does your ideal client look like? What do they like? How old are they? How much do they make? What brands do they like? It's a lot of homework in there. But first, get clear on who you serve. Second, have a brand identity. Your brand needs an identity, without a doubt. You cannot run a business without a brand identity. Your brand identity basically is what makes you instantly recognizable to customers, right? So part of that could be your logo, your colors, your style. I'll dive a little bit deeper into that as we continue into this episode. But first, what is your brand purpose, your brand mission? And again, who are you? You know, it's a question I ask when I coach a lot of wedding and event creatives. I ask, like, who are you? And I always say, if you cannot describe who you are, how can anyone buy from you, right? So if you cannot describe you as a business, as a brand, how do you expect people to buy from you? So first, kind of understand who you are, what your purpose is, what the mission of your brand is, what do you offer, right? And most importantly, what transformation are your customers going to get by actually engaging in your services or your products? It is a biggie. And if you cannot break that down, you're going to be like everybody else. Remember, this whole conversation is about how to stand out, how to be the go-to, how to be the authority in your industry. And it has to lead to the transformation. When I buy your services or your products, what happens to me as the consumer, right? What are my benefits? So you have to know what your brand specifically does, not what everybody else is doing, but what your brand does. And again, who are your competitors? While we're not trying to be like our competitors, you have to be aware who your competitors are. So by really digging deep into your why and not trying to copy what everyone else has done, you'll find your own unique way of building your brand identity. But tip number two is to have a brand identity and get comfortable being able to tell people who you are, what you do, and what transformation they will receive by engaging with your business, your products, or your services. Number three is content, content, content. If you know me, you know that I am passionate about content creation. It is what has helped me in my business immensely. And it's truly what has helped me set myself apart in my industry as well. Right? So use content marketing to position yourself as an expert in your niche, in your field. Make content creation a weekly goal in your business. So from style shoots to making videos to doing reels to writing blogs and sharing your expertise, make this a mission. Be obsessed with content creation. It will make a huge difference in your business and setting you apart from everyone else. Collaborate with the right people, right? One of the things I share inside my group, my coaching membership experience, Creatives Corner, is to start a blog. I talk about how blogging, especially when you're just starting as a business, is essential for your business. If you want to make a mark, if you want to have a voice, start a blog. A blog is a great way to share your expertise in your own unique way, right? And your voice. So if you're tired of being overlooked and you're seeking a fresh way to share ideas and have your voice heard, start a blog and be consistent with your blog. So you're going to pick a day that your blog post is published and try your best to stick with it, right? Be sure to put out high quality content in your blog. We go deeper inside my membership about SEO and keyword searches, but back to the basics, right? Start a blog, put out quality content, and make sure that is a title, that your blog title is something that people are looking for, right? So if you know your audience, that you know what they struggle with, your blog is going to be kind of like the solution to their problems. Right. So when they're searching for these things, guess what? They find your blog. So if you are video shy or if you're worried about what people would think, I know a lot of creatives kind of worry about that. Start with a blog and then make your way up to more content. Right. But make sure it's high quality. There's no point of writing a blog if no one is going to read it. But the more value you put in there, the more quality your content is, you're going to get more traffic. Also use outlets like Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, or even a podcast to share content and create brand awareness. once again, no matter what you do, share content that is authentic and true to your brand. I dive deeper into content creation on episode 56. So if you haven't listened to it, please check it out. It's episode 56, and I talk about 5 tips for expert content creation and standing out from the crowd with Julie Novak, who's the co-owner of Party Slate. I think that you find that episode very useful when it comes to content creation. Tip number 4 is to be authentic and develop your own unique and signature brand, voice, and style. One of my favorite quotes by Larry Winget says, "Discover your uniqueness and learn to exploit it in the service of others, and you're guaranteed success, happiness, and prosperity." It's so profound. I'm going to read it again. Discover your uniqueness and learn to exploit it in the service of others, and you're guaranteed success, happiness, and prosperity. I know the comfortable thing to do is to copy what everybody else is doing, but let me tell you, your uniqueness is your superpower. If you've been searching for the answer, guess what? It lies inside of you. Everyone has a superpower. You have to discover what yours is and use it in the service of your clients. It's just that simple, right? So your signature is your identity. Your signature style is your own unique stamp in your life and your work. It's what makes your brand and your work stand out from the crowd. Your signature style is that special touch that you add to something that is otherwise considered to be ordinary or common, but you add your special sauce, I call it, and it becomes this magical thing, this magical experience, right? So your uniqueness is what makes you different and why your clients will book you over everyone else, no matter the cost, right? So your signature style should be recognizable even when you're not there. So if you're able to kind of hone this down, people will know you and your work when you're not there. And I think that is such an amazing thing to do, to be able to accomplish in your business. But it takes work. It is very important to develop your unique style as it is what sets you apart from everyone else. This is something that, unfortunately, creatives don't do, don't learn, don't talk about. Everyone kind of creates businesses they think they should have, but we kind of forget about our magic, that thing about us that makes us different, that makes us so unique, and that will set you apart. Because who wants to be like everybody else, right? Not me, and I know that is not you. So find out, kind of take that time and figure out what you do that is so special that might seem, you know, that might take the ordinary thing or task to the next level, right? So if you want to stand out, without a doubt, you must figure out who you are, what you will offer, and how you will present that offer uniquely to your audience. That is the key. But the truth is, you never have a loyal audience if you don't develop a signature style. Everyone has their own unique set of skills and abilities, so tap into yours. If you're a wedding and event creative, listen up. I have a free guide for you. I've been coaching wedding and event creatives for years, and one of their biggest struggles is finding their own unique style. So I created a free guide to help you. You get my top tips and strategies to help you discover your signature style. Inside this guide, you learn how to find your signature style and stand out from the competition. I cover what a signature style truly is, why it's important to have a signature style in your creative business, embracing who you are and tapping into your authenticity, building a personal and business brand, and 5 ways to discover your signature style build brand presence and attract your ideal client. You can download this free guide now and be on your way to finding your unique style so that you can stand out, build a strong online presence, and book your ideal clients. All you have to do is head to thekeshexperience.com/free-guide. And don't worry, you'll find the link right in our show notes. Enjoy. All right, so we are moving on to tip number 5, which is to focus on branding and marketing. Branding is a process of creating a unique image and name for a specific product or service in a consumer's mind, which differentiates it from the competition. A business brand is built around the identity you create for your business. So branding is what makes you stand out. You can't beat consistent and good branding. So you want to use captivating photos and videos that tell a story and connect with your audience on your social media, on your website. So you have to have a professional website that really captures the essence of your brand and what you do. Tell your own story in your about page. So this is not where you write what everybody else is writing. That is just boring. Use your about page to tell your story from your heart. Talk about how you got started, what inspired you, what got you here, and what keeps you motivated every day. Your about page should not be a duplicate of anyone else's about page, no matter how cool you think it is. Tap into your own story and brand you. Tell your story from your heart. Also in your branding, be clear on what you do and who you do it for. Have a consistent branding, so your branding should be consistent on all of your platforms. Most importantly, be the brand. Get in front of your brand. I'll talk about that in just a little bit. You also want to use really impressive visuals like photos and videos to kind of captivate the attention of your audience and tell a story that connects with your audience everywhere. Storytelling is essential in every creative business. So if you want to stand out, show up authentically, and attract the right audience. You want your dream clients to envision their own story being told by you. If you can accomplish that, then you are doing a great job with your branding efforts. Remember that great branding will get you new clients, the right clients, referrals, recognition, great partnerships, collaboration, press. You get ahead of your competition by doing that, motivation for your team, value for your company, trust, and more money. So make it a mission to build a strong brand identity and really have a really good branding and marketing strategy. Tip number 6, kind of leading into branding, is to build a personal brand. Oh yes, this is one that is missed by so many people all the time. As a small creative business, you cannot afford to not have a personal brand. Personal branding is the art of becoming knowledgeable, likable, and trustable. So to be in business today, our most important job is to be head marketer for the brand called you. I say this all the time to my coaching group. You are your brand. So while you should be focused on building your business brand, you should also be laser focused on building your own personal brand. A personal brand, in case you're wondering, is built around you, your personality, your lifestyle, and your interests. Personal branding is about managing your name, right? So this is about you. Personal branding is a story people tell about you when you're not in the room. And a very strong personal brand will boost your business tremendously and add value to your business brand, attract new clients, and get you press, features, and more. So while a lot of people ignore their personal brands, you shouldn't. You'd be surprised as to who starts to contact you when you're intentional about crafting your own personal brand. Personal brand can bring you so much more, land you clients, a larger paycheck, but most importantly, it establishes your credibility and worthiness in your industry. So don't ignore it. Make sure that you brand you. If anything, get in front of your brand. A lot of people hide behind their brands. So get in front of your brand and remember that people buy from people. So share with your audience your why you do what you do, what keeps you motivated. Share the story behind the company that you're building and the services you provide. And most importantly, please be authentic. Don't try to be like anyone else. Again, tap into your signature style, the thing that makes you special, your secret sauce. A few ways that you can brand you. Think about taking your audience on your journey, giving your expert tips, getting into the inboxes, kind of engaging in the stories, right? Share your wins, share your challenges. Introduce yourself weekly on social media or in your stories. Engage with your audience. So when they leave comments, engage with them. Present yourself in a professional manner always, right? Get over your fear of video. I would tell you, I am the first one to choose audio over video, but I understand the power of video. So sometimes I will go live, I will share videos, and I will talk to my audience because that is what is required to build a personal brand. Build layers on different platforms like Instagram, YouTube. So if you haven't started your YouTube channel yet, please do. And one of the tips I share in my group is this. While you have your business domain, your name.com, so firstnamelastname.com should not be available. You should have that, and that website should be active and running and representing you as a personal brand that can be connected to your business brand, right? So build an online presence and pitch yourself as the brand, be confident in yourself and be proud of this business that you're building and understand that you are the brand is you, right? So remember that as you build your personal brand, because sometimes people get carried away and the personal brand becomes tarnished and then in turn the business brand is affected. But remember, it's integrity before celebrity. Remember, it's audience before money. And you want to serve your audience. Service is better than ego. And above all else, become addicted to service. When you're more concerned about the people you're helping than yourself, then you're doing an amazing job. But these are things to keep in mind as you're going. All right, tip number 7, which we save the best for last, is make customer service your priority. I love this quote by Harvey Marquet that says, you can't buy a good reputation, you must earn it. You need a business reputation that is bulletproof and then you can start and focus on providing legendary customer service. So you want to be that business that people want, that people will pay anything for. And the only way to do so is by giving the best customer service that you can give. Your reputation is critical since it not only attracts clients, remember it'll attract the clients, but also keep them coming back to you or not. So a good reputation will bring them back. A bad reputation, make sure they do not come back. So choose wisely, right? So you must be on the quest for customer satisfaction and happiness. And if you can do that, your business will stand out from the crowd. A company with a more likable approach and a very professional team has an advantage over their competitors. Another quote I love says, there is no advertisement as powerful as a positive reputation traveling fast. That's so powerful. When people become your ally and they're the ones bringing you business and you don't have to advertise, that means that you're doing something amazing with your customer service. So treat your customers like loyalty. That means that you have to be professional. that you truly show up for your clients, that you are being kind to your clients and everyone that you meet, not just your clients, that you're honoring your commitments and your deadlines, that you're leveling up your business by being more knowledgeable. So you're investing in yourself and learning more so you can come back and show up. And not only show up, show out for your clients. And then you're doing everything with integrity and you're constantly leveling up. I think that is key to growing in business, right? So those are my 7 tips for standing out in the crowd to help you be that business that people run to. Remember, no matter the cost, it's not about the money, it's about the value and what people are going to get. If you can be that person that stands out, people will pay anything for your services and your products. Remember that. So here's a quick recap of my 7 tips that I've shared. 1, get clear on who you serve. Who is your ideal client? 2, have a brand identity. 3, content, be a content machine and take every opportunity to create new content that is appealing and of value to your ideal client. 4 is to be authentic and develop your own unique and signature brand and voice and style. 5 is to focus on building a business brand and marketing that brand. 6 is to have a personal brand as well as a business brand. And 7 is to make customer service your priority. I hope this has been helpful for you. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Until next time, have a great and wonderful day. All right, that is all we've got for this episode. If you enjoyed today's show, it would mean the world to me if you subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating and review. Also, for more business tips and inspiration, make sure to link up with me at thekeshexperience.com/newsletter and sign up for a weekly delivery of inspiration, expert tips, and upcoming events. Until next time, remember, your dreams don't work unless you do.